Well, I think partly, too. You have a Jewish man on the program there?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to address him in saying that America loves Israel, and the Arabs hate this. God gave Abraham Israel forever and ever, and he told Ishmael, get on down the road. I'm not going to kill you. Get on down the road, and I'll make you a nation. But stay away from Jerusalem. That's my beloved country, state, city, forever. And I think that's where we're having problems. The Arabs don't understand. God gave Israel Jerusalem to the Jews forever.
If he could have
killed Ishmael, we wouldn't have this problem. But let the Arabs become a great nation.
The Jewish people...
I'll hang up so I can hear you call, because I've got to go get my daycare kids at the bus.
Thank you. Take care of them, Joanne.
I will.
Thank you so much for calling KPLS. Brian?
There's no question that the Jewish people, as a whole, and individually, do appreciate the support that Americans have shown, the sympathy for Israel. It's overwhelming that consistently at least two-thirds, three-quarters of Americans oppose the U.S. government's funding of the PLO, but they normally don't know about it. But I do have to differ with Joanne on one thing. It's not the Arabs who are opposing Israel. In fact, they've never opposed it. We have, from the days of the 1920s, 1910s and 20s, when the communists organized labor unions to try to pit Arabs against the Jewish settlers in the land of Israel. And right up to today, this is a Marxist-Leninist revolutionary effort. It has never had the sympathy of the Arab people. In fact, until the Intifada in the 1980s, for 20 years from the time that Israel retook Yehuda and Shamrain, the West Bank, the Arabs, many Arab peoples, Palestinian Arabs, we call them, were coming in to be able to live under the superior living conditions in Israel. So it has never been that they were opposed to this. The riots in the West Bank, the revolution there, was created by the Revolutionary Palestinian Communist Party and by other organizations affiliated with it. So it's not a question of Arabs opposing it. It is simply communists in disguise.